Welcome to Mountain Movers Arena, brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you this evening. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Thank you for another time in your presence. Lord, we pray, Lord God of hosts, as your word go forth, O God, let your word have recourse and be glorified in every life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of God, speak to us by your word. Holy Spirit of God, speak to us. Touch our hearts, cause our whole world to come to us, and let the word profit us in the name of Jesus Christ. By your word, Lord, let there be deliverance, let there be salvation, Lord, let there be healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your word bring breakthrough, let your word bring freedom, let your word bring increase in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word bring deeper knowledge of you, that we may change into your image, which is the image of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We cover this arena with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cover every word that we proceed out of our mouth by the Holy Ghost with the blood of Jesus Christ. This word will profit every soul. This word will profit every life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because you have answered our prayers, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. We at CNA Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, prosperity in the name of Jesus, in accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, whosoever pursues after righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-6271-5171. 090-6271-5171 or 080-3437-0623. 080-3437-0623. I am Evangelist Moloku Oluchi, and with me is Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Our today's topic is acknowledging the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I give now to Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this evening because you're faithful. Thank you for a day like this. We'll pray and ask as we study your word and look into your word. Your word is going to enlighten us. Help us to be who you want us to be and to be where you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. As we look into your word, open our eye of understanding. Spirit of the living God, help us to be doers of your word. Help us to understand your word. Help us to have a deeper and higher revelation about you. Thank you because you've answered. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this evening we are looking at a very important topic, acknowledging the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Acknowledging the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We're going to look at the book of John chapter 15 from verse 26 to 27. John 15, 26 to 27. The Bible says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Now you can see here, Jesus Christ told us, he said, I'm going, and it's very important that he goes. And when he's gone, that the Holy Spirit will come and is going to testify of him and is going to be the Comforter. Let's also look at John chapter 14 from verse 15 to verse 31. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeketh him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Now, I'm going to stop here. You can see from here that Christ said that there is a need for the Comforter to come, who is the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, he will guide us into all truth. He's going to manifest more of Christ to us. He's going to teach us more about Jesus Christ. And I pray God will give us more understanding and will help us to understand who the Holy Spirit is. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. To acknowledge means to accept or admit the existence or truth of something. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He is a third personality in the Trinity. We can see from the account of creation that the Holy Spirit is a force that brings about existence and causes things to happen. In Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 3. The Bible says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light." The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. We are talking of the Holy Spirit. And the greatest gift to have is that Christ came. And after Christ died and rose from the dead, He sent us the Spirit. And because He had paid the price, and He has fulfilled all that needs to be fulfilled for the Spirit to dwell in men. And I pray the Almighty God, the Spirit of God, is going to dwell in us and is going to give us more revelation about Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God's Spirit is on earth now, and what His work is to reveal more about Jesus. The Holy Spirit is on earth and is operating. And the major work of the Holy Spirit, as outlined in the scriptures, is to reveal more about Jesus. Remember, the Bible said in the book of Revelation, He said the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And that is why Jesus Christ is being glorified. We understand more about Jesus. He is the one that convinces a sinner to turn from his sin. He is the one that keeps us, He guides us, He comforts us. He guides us into the truth, because the truth is very deep and can consume. That is why the Bible says that He will guide us into all truth. And I pray the Almighty God, through His Spirit, will guide us into all truth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. When God sends us on a mission, He gives us His Spirit to fulfill the mission. We cannot fulfill our purpose on earth, our purpose for the kingdom of God, if His Spirit does not back us up. If you're a preacher, if you're an evangelist, if you're a pastor, whatever you do for the kingdom of God, for the advancement of God's kingdom, you need the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, you cannot do anything. You will discover that your work is futile, it's mechanical, and that is why you need the Holy Spirit, because He is the one who helps us to fulfill our purpose and to be more profitable in His kingdom. Remember, the Bible says in the book of John, He said that any tree that does not bear fruit, He said He prunes it so that it can bear more fruit. And I pray the Almighty God will help us, will be fruitful in His kingdom in the name of Jesus. Amen. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is the dispensation which we live in. We live in a dispensation of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, so many people, they cannot differentiate between the ministry of angels and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of angels is prevalent in today's world among Christians. Remember, angels are ministering spirits. Let's go to Psalm 104 in verse 4. Psalm 104 in verse 4. The Bible says, "Who maketh his angel spirit, his ministers a flaming fire." Angels are ministering spirits, and they are also doing the work of God. Remember the ministry of angels, the time that John the Baptist was conceived? Whenever an angel comes, because he comes from the presence of God, he does not take mistake. He is not like the Father. He is not like Jesus. And that is why anytime the angel appeared in the scripture, there are mysterious things that backs up the ministry of angels. And when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit comes to reveal more about Christ to us. And please let us not conflate, or let us not confuse, the ministry of angels with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Remember, angels are created in a supernatural way. They are not created like flesh and blood. And remember, there are fallen angels who still may come as angels of light. And that is why we must be very active, we must be very vigilant, and we must also watch out, because these angels are everywhere. There are spirits everywhere, and that is why we must discern between the Holy Spirit and other spirits that exist. We are talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will always leave a trademark. The Holy Spirit will always leave something that helps us to understand that this is the work of the Holy Spirit. And what is that? There is transformation. Whenever the Holy Spirit comes, He comes with transformation. He can turn a life that is very useless to become useful. He can turn a life that is very deadly to become a very important vessel in the hands of God. Remember Paul of Tarsus. Paul on his way to Damascus. That was where he had an encounter, and that encounter changed the soul that was a murderer, that kills people, to become gentle and to turn to preach the same Christ that he fought against. I pray the Almighty God is going to transform our life. The Spirit of God is going to transform our hearts, and is going to turn our stony hearts to become the heart of flesh in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When he comes with gifts. Remember, Satan has the photocopy of everything we can see. Satan, you know, we have a prophet, we have the soothsayer. We have the prophet, we have the diviners. Remember when Moses did the miracle he did in the land of Egypt, that he threw his rod and his rod turned to snake? That also the magician were able to replicate the miracle that Moses did. But the difference was clear, because the Bible said that the staff of Moses swallowed all the snakes and all the staffs of all the magicians. Satan has a photocopy of everything God has can do. But there is one thing he cannot do. He cannot live the holy life. He's called the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit helps us to live up to God's standard. He helps us to be who God wants us to be. And I pray God is going to make us more holy in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit activates the gift of God in us. He gives us boldness and power to preach the gospel. He is our helper, our encouragement, our comforter, our companion. In today's world full of wickedness, in today's world full of deceit, in today's world full of false prophets, heresies, the Holy Spirit helps us to discern between what is right and what is wrong. He is our helper. And I pray the Almighty God will help us in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 10 to verse 16. In verse 10, the Bible says, "But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But a natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet himself is judged of no man." Now we can see here that the Holy Spirit teaches us the deep things of God. And what is the deep things of God? We're talking about Jesus, because Jesus is the center of God's will. And I pray the Almighty God will help us in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 9 to verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 9 to verse 11. The Bible says, "To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracle, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." You see here, the Holy Spirit comes with a gift, and is left for us to receive him, and to receive him with the gift that he bestows on us. The Holy Spirit quickens the gift of God in us. We cannot function in some capacities until when the Holy Spirit comes. He quickens that is in us, and he helps us to function well, to function effectively in his kingdom. And I pray the Almighty God will help us to function effectively in his kingdom in the name of Jesus. My dear friends at home, the Holy Spirit has been given out. Jesus Christ told us that the Spirit will come, and he came in the upper room. Remember the upper room experience in the book of Acts of the Apostle? And since then, he has been working. Since then, he has been active. It's left for you to allow him to come into your life. And when he comes into your life, you begin to function the way God wants you to function. He begins to activate the things that God has deposited in you. But first of all, know that you must come through the Son. And when you come through Jesus, first of all, as a sinner, you come to God in repentance, and then you accept him as the Lord and personal Savior. That is when the Holy Spirit begins to work in your life. And from then henceforth, he gives you the grace to stand for you. And I pray the Almighty God will help you and the Spirit of God will be deposited upon our life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord for this message. May His name alone be praised and glorified forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The book of John chapter 16 verses 13 said, "Albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." The Holy Spirit is the third person in God. He is our God-ordained helper. He is our comforter and is here to guide us into all truth. We as believers should always acknowledge His presence and His work in us as Jesus did. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 14 verses 10, Jesus said, "The Father that dwelleth in me doeth the works." The Father that dwelleth in me doeth the works. As believers, we must allow the Holy Spirit to do the work of the Father in us. The Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father that abides in us. He abides in us, the believers. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 14 and verses 16 to 17, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." For he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. The Holy Spirit of God dwelleth in us, and he's the one that doeth the work that the Father has sent us to do. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "I will not leave you comfortless." He handed the mandate over and said, "I will send the helper, which is the Holy Spirit." And in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the record said, "And they gathered and the Holy Spirit came. And they went out and preached God's word by the help of the Holy Spirit." We must give Holy Spirit his place in our life so that he will manifest himself and the gospel be shared abroad. He teaches us, guides us unto all truths. He reveals to us more about Jesus Christ. When we give Holy Spirit his place in our life, he walks through us. The Holy Spirit is ordained to help us fulfill our ministry here on earth. So as believers, we must depend on Him to help us. We must rely on His help. He is our helper and is here to help us. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." Of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That is the spirit he has given to us, the spirit of sound mind. God fills us with the Holy Spirit, who is bold and courageous. We do not have to muster courage or strength on our own. He's there to speak through us. He's there to speak through us. In the book of Acts of Apostles, Acts of Apostles chapter 4, starting from 29, the Bible says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy only child, Jesus." These are apostles. When they were preaching the word, they were threatened never to speak on that name, Jesus Christ. The Bible says they gathered themselves together to pray. Verses 31 says, "And when they had prayed, the place where they were meeting together was shaking, which is a sign of God's presence, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness and courage." That is what the Holy Spirit does. When the Holy Spirit is in a man, the man will speak God's word with boldness and courage, because it is not that man that is speaking. Holy Ghost is speaking through him. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon the life of a man, it is being manifest, it is being shown, it is being seen. It is clear that the Lord is speaking through this person by His Spirit. So as believers, we must give the Spirit of the Lord His place in our life. He gives us utterance and speak through us. He helps us to pray according to God's will and also intercede on our behalf. The Bible says in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verses 26, and the Bible says, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered." He maketh intercession for us with the groaning which cannot be uttered. O Holy Spirit tenderly prays for us in our weakness and encourages us to pray. He groans on our behalf to convey our needs at the deepest emotional level and conveys our heart and cares to the Father's throne, all in line with the will of God. As believers, we must allow the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our life. We must allow Him to pray through us. We must allow Him to speak through us. We must allow Him to walk in us expressly, not hindering Him in any way. We must not walk in our own knowledge. For us to fulfill our ministry here on earth, we must rely on the help of the Holy Spirit in every area. In every area, if we must fulfill our mission here on earth, we must rely on His help. In the book of Exodus, the Bible made us to understand when Moses was leading the children of Israel, and because of Israel's stubbornness, God was angry with the children of Israel. Moses said to God, "If your presence will not go with us, lead us no further." There is need for us to have the presence of God, which is manifested through His Spirit. So as children, as believers, we must walk in line with the Spirit of God. We must rely. If we are believers and we have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, we have not received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we don't allow give Holy Spirit His place in our life, we must do so if we must fulfill our ministry here on earth. The Bible said, Jesus speaking, He said, "Howbeit, when ye the Spirit of truth shall come, He said, He shall guide you into all truth. He shall remind you all that I have taught you. He shall reveal all things." So we need the Holy Spirit of God to help us, to speak through us, to help us, give us boldness, to speak with power and authority. We need the Holy Spirit of God in our life. You are under the sound of my voice. You have not even said yes to Jesus. You have not acknowledged Him as your Lord and your Savior. You have not accepted Him into your life. This is another opportunity that the Lord has given to you to say yes to Jesus today. You are under the sound of my voice. You have not said yes to Him. I want you to pray this prayer of faith this hour by saying yes to Jesus, knowing fully well that without Him you can do nothing. I want to say, "Father, I thank you today." Praying after me, say, "Thank you, Father, for your word for me today. I believe you died for me, and on the third day you rose up again. Jesus, today I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I will serve you all the days of my life by your grace. Seal me with the seal of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen." I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The grace of God that I brought you today, that grace will preserve you. That grace will keep you. That grace will help you all through. The voice of stranger you will not hear. And at the end, you will make heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. You are under the sound of my voice and you are under the captivity of the enemies. You are under the captivity of the wicked. You know it by yourself that the wicked one are oppressing you one way or the other. Or you are sick in your body, you are sick in your soul, you are sick in your mind, you are sick in your spirit, you are being depressed, you are being oppressed. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God of heaven, I speak your word. Your word said, "I shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto me." Father, I speak healing upon your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I speak healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, you say you will heal them and you will reveal unto them an abundance of health and peace. Father, I decree upon these ones healing upon their body, healing upon their soul, healing upon their mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let them be delivered from every forms of captivity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, He said the chastisement of our peace was upon you. Father, because you have borne our pain, Father, you have borne our sorrow. Father, Lord, I decree peace upon these ones in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said He have blotted out all the ordinances that was written against us, and He nailed them on His cross. Therefore, everything that the enemy have written against you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are free. Because Jesus have set you free from every powers of Satan. Jesus have set you free from every powers of grave. Jesus have set you free from every powers of grave. Jesus have set you free from every powers of sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says He has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I curse every forms of darkness in your life. I curse every forms of darkness in your life. I curse every forms of affliction in your life. I curse every sickness in your life. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I silence every voice that is speaking against you. The Bible says, woe unto you that decreed unrighteous decree, for it shall not stand. Therefore, every unrighteous decree that have gone forth against you, they are silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. They are silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. They are silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. You are believing God for the fruit of the womb. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, none shall be buried in the land. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are free from every shackles of the enemy. You are free from every pit of hell. You are free. Receive and conceive in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive and conceive in the name of Jesus Christ. You are believing God for a job in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that job in the name of Jesus. You are believing God for breakthrough. Receive that breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are believing God for admission. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire from God, the Bible says, He opened His hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing. Jehovah has opened His hand to satisfy every of your desire. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. No evil will come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus Christ, because His angel is round about you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for your deliverance. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation of souls. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This program, Monty Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our youth and children outreach program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in the name of Jesus, in accordance to Proverbs 21:21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Our phone numbers are 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. Thank you so much for your audience, and see you at the same time, 4 p.m. next Sunday. And God bless you for listening to us, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. There is nothing